I can't think of anything else except the way the building went on over, you know, the Waits Estate building. They had great plastic bubble tents and they built underneath so they could carry on building through the winter. I reckon that's why so many of them are beginning to disintegrate underneath, because you can't mix concrete properly in frosty weather, even if you have got the bubble.
Must have been a massive building project then.
Oh, it was. It started way over there opposite Simpson Road. That's where they put the first buildings. And then they gradually crept this way. And then the lake that was started virtually 50 yards from the end of the road was filled in. And the stuff that went to filling it in used to come down by lorry load. Every half an hour or so, there'd be a lorry load of something. There were whole staircases from... They were still clearing bomb sites, I think. Staircases, doors. None of it was broken up. It was just tipped into the lake. And of course, as it's rotted, it's subsided. So a lot of Bream Water Gardens is very lopsided. They're built on concrete rafts, so they won't sink. It's rubbish. But that's how it was filled in, just willy-nilly with anything that they wanted to get rid of. Well, people used to dump old cars in there. You know, anybody who wanted to get rid of anything, oh, put it in the lake, they're filling it in. I'm sure it was strictly forbidden, but that's what people did. And the building project gradually moved along and finished up over there. So instead of having a nice open aspect, admittedly with a dangerous lake, we were now closed in and it was getting more and more urban. And we did miss the cows. Children used to wake up very early and they would climb the window bars in their bedroom and call out to everybody going by early. The road sweeper knew them. All of the cleaning ladies who went to work at 6 o'clock in the morning, they all knew them. I hadn't a clue who these people were. Oh, they're the little ones that climb up the bars and shout to us.